Okay, everyone, welcome. Bezras Hashem Yisroch. We'll study from Sfas Emes, Parshas Yisro, first paragraph in Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Tes. Beginning of Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Tes. The Medrash celebrates what Yisro did, and the Medrash compares what Yisro did when he saw and considered what Yitzias Mitzrayim meant to what Amalek did. When Amalek saw and what it meant in the eyes of Amalek, the Medrash, quoting the Pasuk in Mishlei, Re'acha v'rea avicha altazav, and the Pasuk then later ends, Toiv shachein karov me'och rochok, that a shachein karov, even though he's not related to you, he's from Midian, but he comes and he joins Klal Yisrael, and we see, according to the Sfas Emes, he doesn't just join Klal Yisrael, but he restores a certain status that Klal Yisrael needs and that had been lost. He is much better than our Och Rachak. The Och Rachak, unfortunately, is Yaakov's brother Esav, who had a son Eliphaz, who had a son Amalek. They're related to us. They're a lot worse than, and it really, they can't be compared to this Yisrael Kohen Midyan. And then the Pasuk, again in Mishlei, says, Let's take upesi yarim. Now a let's is not just a jester. It's one who denies and puts all his energy into scoffing and denying the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why there is no solution. But take means he has to be smitten, because he's not going to correct and change. He knows the truth. He just doesn't want to abide by it, and wishes in his definition to say, I want there to not be a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. I want there to not be an Am Segula. And so that's why, in the words of Bilam, Reishis Goyim Amalek, V'acharisa Ade Oved. There will not be a time where Amalek does tshuva and comes back. No, they will refuse to. So the only way that the proper honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be found, finally, that the kiseh will be whole, that the throne will be complete, is with Amalek's illumination. Completely destroyed. And not a zecher left of Amalek. Meanwhile, upesi, but someone who just is not knowledgeable. Upesi usually is translated someone who's foolish, but here it means just doesn't know any better. Ya'arim will become very wise, very clever. Now, it doesn't say that we'll make him clever. It says he'll become clever. And then, truthfully, the Pasuk in Mishlei Chaf Aleph says, Ba'aynish lets yechkam pesi, that it's because of what happened and what will happen to the less, who's smitten because he cannot be corrected in any other way. He's incorrigible. That makes one who watches this sit up and take notice and say, I'm going to be wiser than that. I'm going to learn from what stubbornness and from what recalcitrant evil Amalek displays in defiance of the Almighty. Well, I'm going to be smarter than that. That's Yisrael. So now we understand that it's not only that Amalek had the wrong reaction. Yisrael had the right reaction. It's much more profound, and they relate. It's because of Amalek's reaction, and because of Amalek's defeat, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces, Milchama Lashem ba'Amalek midor dor, my eternal enemy. Yisrael realizes why and says, I don't want to be on the wrong side of this. I got to get on the right side. How have I, the world, would look at Am Yisrael that way, the way Yisrael did, right? And say, you know, we don't want to be on the wrong side of this controversy. That's how I learned how to speak English here in Bitchamish. I used to say controversy, but now I've been told it's controversy, or something like that. We don't want to be on the wrong side of this dispute. Says Yisrael, I learned my lesson. It's fascinating how, in different ways, it's not only that he learned the lesson about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how not to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He learned about how deeply man flawed can defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, one of the Mefarshim says, look, why does it say Melchemes HaMalek? Say, the defeat of HaMalek. That the Torah says that Yehoshua was Machlish HaMalek, weakened HaMalek. Melchemes HaMalek, and why after Kriyas Yamsuf? Because everybody else saw the reaction. Everybody else saw what it is that Kriyas Yamsuf is, and what it was. Everybody saw what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for Yisrael's sake. You would think it's impossible for anyone, certainly for any nation, to rise up and defy the Almighty after what we've seen Him doing to Klal Yisrael, and for the sake of Klal Yisrael. You'd think it'd be impossible that after Kriyas Yamsuf, there would be a nation who would rise up and wage war, as in Melchemes HaMalek. That's the Rashi, the first Rashi in the parasha. Ma'ashmu Ashamu Uba, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Melchemes HaMalek. And it's not just this and that. It's even after Kriyas Yamsuf, Amalek is still making Melchama? That means that man can be so irrational and stubborn and haughty and can so deny Kedushas Yisbarach as to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu even after seeing what happened to the Mitzvah. Says Yisrael, if it's not going to happen through miracles, by watching the great miracles of Yamsuf, clearly that's not enough. The only way for me to be saved is through Torah, is to come to Har HaElokim, to go to Har Sinai, and be there with Am Yisrael, and hear and see and watch the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu take shape and take form. So it's because of Amalek that he learns. It's through Amalek and Amalek's mistake, and the fact that let's take Pesigarim. That's going to wisen up the Pesi. As Shlomo Melech says, Ba'oidish let's yechkam Pesi. Now that's step one. But the Sfasemis is going to say that we, Am Yisrael, benefited in a very unique way. That something that we had been missing, something we had lost, was restored to us when Yisrael came and joined us. Let's see it inside. In the third line, Kibabadai, Kol Smichas Indian Yitzias Mitzvayim Va'amalek V'Yisrael. Echad Hu. No doubt, these are all connected. The Medrash doesn't only contrast Amalek's defiance and rishus versus Yisrael's understanding, wisdom, and tzitzkis. The Medrash is not only telling us that Yisrael and Yisrael's coming was a response to what he saw happened to Amalek, and how foolish Amalek could be, how foolish man can be. But even more than that, the Sfasemis is going to say that what Yisrael did by coming was so good for Am Yisrael and so good for the world. The Chsiv, let's continue. The Chsiv al Yisrael says that when Shaul HaMelech prepared to make war with Amalek, amongst them in the south were living Bnei Keni, the descendants of Yisrael. And in order to have the battlefield clear and the cities and villages ready to be destroyed, Shaul sent word to them, separate yourselves, Suru, separate yourselves from the Amalek. You don't deserve to go down with them, to be destroyed with them. Why? Because Asisa Chesed im Kol Bnei Yisrael. It's the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Simin Tesvav. You did chesed im kol b'nei Yisrael. What was the chesed? Rashi, there in Shmuel Aleph, quotes Chazal. It says that Yisrael took karbonos, oilot uzvachim, and then he had this huge seudas haido to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ziknei Yisrael and Aaron came, le'achol lechem im chesein Moshe l'shnei ha'elokim. Beautiful seuda to celebrate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for Moshe and for Yisrael. And that's considered, since it's Ziknei Yisrael, representing all of us, that's a chesed in Kol B'nei Yisrael. Yes, the Sfasem is in Kol B'nei Yisrael. It's a chesed. So others say yes, because what he was trying to do was celebrate in a way that would bring him close to us, but it caused us. Unfortunately, sometimes we benefit by seeing ourselves in other people's, by seeing our way through what others see. And is that not what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yisro when he begs him, Barshas Baha'alas, not to leave us? le'enai. It's exactly what Moshe says. They'll see certain things, and then we'll see them correctly. So what this chesed really is, that he says, how we have to recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. You know that the Gemara, in Sechas Sanhedrin, says that it was a gnai lehem Yisrael, that we didn't say Baruch Hashem. It's a whole discussion. But we sang Shiras Hayam, and yet there's something that Yisrael is credited for having said that we didn't. When he said Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil, exactly why, for another time. But the point is that there was something in what Yisrael recognized and then spoke out and exclaimed in praise of Hashem that we learned from him. Says the Sasemis, and what's this that Yisrael did chesed im kol b'nei Yisrael v'inyin hu l'chsiv b'refidim sh'rafu yideihim medivrei Torah. Why is it that Amalek was able to come to attack? How could it even have happened? On what grounds would it be even possible for him to be able to begin to attack Am Yisrael? Because refidim, as the name implies, there was a weakness on our part, a rifyoy, the part of Am Yisrael in Torah and mitzvahs, rafu yudeihem. Now the Sfasemis very elegantly says, not that chalila, we were abandoning Torah, just kilo yuchal ha'odim liyos muchan lamolchama tamid. The level that would have meant that the entire Klal Yisrael is doing exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to do, for the world to follow us in our footsteps, in allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we would come to Har Sinai, and it would be a Kabbalah Satayra that would cause all of the world to recognize Malchus Shemayim. Well, that's the way it was supposed to be. That's what should have happened. That's the Havamina. And that's what the Sfasemis is telling. It's a fascinating thing. It's true that, of course, only Am Yisrael would have been Mekabel Torah. But all of the world that would know about it would say, and we are going to follow all of this goodness. We're going to follow Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. We're going to be, as the Pasuk says, Malachim Amonacha. We're going to serve Am Yisrael so that Am Yisrael can do the service of Hashem. All of the tikkunim, all of them would have been accomplished because every nation would have fallen in line to follow and to accept Malchus Shemayim. That's how it was supposed to be. But refidim, rafu yudeihem, we didn't have the ability to maintain that tremendous, energetic devotion and perfection in our hisdabkus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that when we accept Torah, all the nations of the world will follow in a certain sense in our footsteps. We weren't able to. Kilo yuchal ha'adun liyas mukhan lamulchama tamid. But he says, v'ritzayin ha'bayir yisparach ha'il hiyas kol ha'umos b'teilin livneis. The actual intention was, not just Am Yisrael getting Torah and then, you know, later on it'll have a good effect. It'll have an immediate effect. The nations of the world will know about it just like they knew about Kriyas Yamsuf. And the nations of the world will sit up and take notice and change and improve. It was supposed to be a world-altering event, in the immediate sense. World-altering, immediately. Why wasn't it? Because we were not what we could have been, because of what happened in Refidim. And then, Amalek attacks. Once Amalek attacks, so that's it. The nations of the world say, oh, well, very nice, there's a special people, and they're God, and whatnot, but they're just a nation like any other. Vulnerable, they can be attacked, meaning we don't have to fear, or we don't have to abide by this master of the universe. Look, Amalek is in defiance. And Amalek survived. At that point, yet survived. Yahushua only weakened Amalek. So that meant that the nations of the world, after Mount Torah, would not fall in line behind us and march behind us, so to speak, in step with the will of HaKadosh Baruch. But that's what Hashem had wanted. That's what it was supposed to be. Tikkun gomer for all of the world immediately. That's why it says the whole world heard about it, the whole world knew about it, and was waiting. Well, what's the next step? They're going to come to Har Sinai. Shamu Ami Mirgazim. Chil Ochaz Yoshvet Peloshes. V'hayagam Amalek b'chlal. Amalek knew, and Amalek was there and heard. What's the pasuk say? Oz nivhalu alufei Edom. Who are the alufei Edom? You look in Bereshis, Lamed Vav, Pesukim Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, and one of them is Amalek. So Amalek knew and watched Kriyas Yamsuf with Behala, was bewildered by it. The difference is that Amalek said, Ach, Birish Asai, with the riches of Amalek, Bali Lach. And we can relate, we understand that there are forces of rishos that will not bend, and it's irrational in our understanding of it, which is why we can't understand some of the enemies of Klal Yisrael. They will go to their deaths because Birish Asam, they believe that that is their purpose. Even if it means ultimate destruction, it doesn't matter. It's nothing that we can comprehend. And in the case of Amalek, even though they knew ki oiker atzma min hashoresh, in other words, they're ripping themselves away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ultimate defiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're recognizing him, they understand his truth, and say, we want to live in spite of that truth, we want to live an entire sheker, not for your reasons, Hashem, but for our selfish reasons. In defiance of all of your design for the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masar nafshay l'ra. Masar nafshay l'ra. That's the devotion of Amalek. L'ra. Even though it means, ultimately, achrisa ada eivet. It means self-destruction. L'chein yesh limtar lo'i eva lo'ilam. That's why we have to have a sense of enmity toward Amalek forever and ever.
Umash. Amalek is from Esau, right?
That's the nature of Amalek. Amalek says the rishus of Amalek is even if it's self-destructive, but if we can defy you, Chalila, and take the lives of Am Yisrael, we'll do it. And pronounce ourselves victorious. I mean, they mean it. You know, we're living in a time where, you know, most of 1.8 or 2 million some odd people are homeless. And when they put up banners in Arabic saying how they have been victorious against the Yahud, it's not propaganda. They mean it. Because that they still exist and that they are able to fight another day, which they will, and kill if they can't, Chalila, which they will. We won. This, that there were to be nations of the world that would recognize truths of Torah, that would recognize Hashem and Hashem's supremacy. This, that was ruined by our weakness in refidim, so ruined and weakened that Amalek was able to attack, comes Yisrael, and Yisrael, also not a Jew, far from it, Midian, comes running to join us. What does that say? It says, on behalf of all the nations of the world, I am now letting everyone know, and I'm the smart Yisrael, the wise Yisrael, who's been involved with all the cultures of all the various Avodah Zarah. He knows them all, he's experienced them all, and he says, guess where we belong? We belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to go out into the Midbar, and join them because that's the truth. And that's where virtue lies, and I'm not going to be left out. I'm going to be a part of it. Once he did that, all the nations of the world are spiritually reconnected to what would be, and ultimately is going to be, their place in Hashem's world, connected to Hashem and following and accepting Malch Shemayim. As a matter of fact, the Zohar Kodesh said a fascinating thing, that all Gerim are able to become Jewish on the heels of Yisrael. In other words, that because Yisrael opened that door and made that possible, all the Gerim can do Gir. In other words, like the Sfas Emes is saying, that's part of what Matan Torah was supposed to be. It's supposed to be an opening for mankind. It's not just for Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael having Torah changes the world and causes a world to sit up and take notice and say, There's a Torah, there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Mamlechus Kahanim v'Goy Kadosh, the Jewish people are like the Kahanim. And the rest of the people of the world are the people whose benefit it is that there are these Kahanim. That's right. Hashem's chosen people are there to have the relationship that mankind is supposed to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're restoring the image of Adam HaRishon for the sake of all Adam, of all mankind. And that's how we should think and feel. We're not just a people amongst people. We are the people of Hashem who are the people leading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's man. Leading mankind. We're the leaders of mankind. We're the servants of Hashem on behalf of all mankind. But that was something that was restored by Yisrael coming, and it had to be done for our sake, because the weakness in that connection of all of mankind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a weakness that was of our making. Rafu Yudeyam in Divrei Torah in Rifidin weakened the chain, the connection of weakened the connectivity of all the nations of the world to us, and then through us to our coach. Witness the fact that Amalek was able to come and do what Amalek did because of the fear. No nations would have been able to do. No nations would have been interested in doing. They were all ready to assume some kind of a submissive place vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not for Amalek. And that was because of Rafu Yudeim Shel Yisrael Midivrei Torah. So therefore, when Yisrael comes, oh, he's doing us a great kindness, says the Sfas Emes. Then that's the bigger picture of what Shaul HaMelech means when he says, Asisa Chesed im Kol B'nei Yisrael. That by coming back, you joined us at a time when what we were to have been, as far as all the nations of the world are concerned, had been lost because of us, because of Rifidim, and you restored that kind of possibility for all people in the world to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by understanding the story of Am Yisrael, by appreciating the role of Am Yisrael. You made that all possible again. Avidei Shehichnia Atzmoy. Listen to these words. Because he submitted, Chazru Ha'umos Lehizbatel Levnei Yisrael. All the Umos Ha'olam are reconnected to and are in a place where Am Yisrael is superior, and Am Yisrael plays a role to the benefit of all mankind, thanks to Yisrael. So that's Yisrael's coming. And that's the great celebration that Yisrael had, and the feast that he celebrates with Aaron and Zikne Yisrael. Ubevadai, in Lahaya Shum Chalishus Kayach Livnei Yisrael. He says, certainly, had there not been that weakness in Rafidim Lahoyu Tzrichim L'Siyu Azaz. It's not only that Amalek wouldn't have attacked. Amalek wouldn't have attacked, and all the nations of the world would have been, so to speak, at peace with, and happy, that there's now this nation serving the one Ribono Shel Olam, and the whole trajectory of history would have been different. Which we understand. If I say, well, you know, Amalek represents evil, and it's not been completely defeated, it represents defiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had Amalek been defeated, would not the world look different? Of course, it would have looked different from that time on. Now he says a fascinating thing. Huge fish, I humbly submit. He says, V'hoyu dveikin kulam b'mayshir rabbeinu olam v'shalom v'lohayu tzrichin v'etzah shal Yisrael. He says, this that Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't possibly alone lead this people. You have to have Sari Alofim, Sari Meis, Sari Chmishim, Sari Asarais. You can't do this all yourself. Now, Moshe didn't know that. Yeah, Moshe was right. He could have been alone. The only connection we have to Torah, the only active connection without any assistance. And truthfully, we read in Chumash Dvarim and in the Rashis, when they took on more Zakenim, the Shizm Zakenim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, wouldn't it have been better to be learning all of your Torah only and directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through me? But at that point, Yisro was right, because the weakness of Rafi Yedeim from Divrei Torah also caused that you couldn't have it from Moshe alone, and only from Moshe. So he was therefore saying It's not going to work. So he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how the parasha is known. See to it and find people to be the ones to share and teach Torah along with you. Just find the pasuk. Vatzah seches mikolam anshi chayu yirei lekim anshi emes noynei vatsa. Says this Vasemes, had we not been of a weaker disposition because of Rephidim, Moshe Rabbeinu could, and we would have been able to have all the Torah only through Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael, however, is right. There's a certain weakness that meant we have to have the Zakenim, we have to have Torah not only through Moshe, we're not able to reach that Madregov only through Moshe, and that's why the Eitzah of Yisrael was so important for us, as we said, in addition to what the Sfasamis pointed out earlier, that the whole state of relationship of the nations of the world vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's now Torah in Klal Yisrael, was reestablished and made secure finally again. The possibilities throughout history of all of what mankind has benefited, all of what mankind has learned from Am Yisrael, all the progress that man makes in recognizing a one God, all was possible, all began with Yisrael's coming to join us at Har Sinai.